This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And thank you for keeping America free and safe, all of you. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, the construction workers, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer over there for you, the listener. Well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. By the way, did I have you marching around the breakfast table?
Not really.
Well, when I play that march, we changed the theme to where there's the Army when the caissons go rolling along up front. I had somebody yesterday tell me, I had to get up and march around the table. So there you go. So I'd love to hear that. Now, you were talking about your article, and we've had a comment made about it. So let me check and see what the comment is. It's called Page 217. It was about the deep state, and God knows there's plenty of that going around.
Well, the other thing about what happened is Sandy Berger went to the National Archives and stole those documents. And we don't really know how many pages. But she also had at least 50 pages of handwritten notes. You can take notes, but you have to leave them there. And he didn't. He took those with him, too. And some of the documents that he stole, remember, he went outside the archives and put them underneath a construction trailer for later retrieval. But the bigger part of it is those documents would have been referenced to the 9/11 Commission to do their work. They was never included in the 9/11 Commission. And the 9/11 Commission people, that team, never knew that those documents were stolen, much less existed.
Now, we want to say hello to a brand new affiliate, KLIB, in Missouri. And the question we have is coming from one of their listeners, Chris, who is in Branson, Missouri. And Chris wants to know, how could you not mention the deep state and not mention Barack Obama right off the bat?
Well, I mean, and that's an excellent point, because as recently as 2015, I think it was, because Sandy Berger, I think, died in late 2015. He apparently was back in good graces, at, not that he really ever left good graces, but he, Sandy Berger, was invited by Obama and Biden and several others, and they all had a big, huge, fun dinner together, apparently to discuss Islamic State.
By the way, Chris is just to type back a second question. He says, great show, appreciate your comments, and we enjoy hearing you now here in Missouri, and thank you very much, Chris. We do have the no affiliate, so KLIB, welcome aboard. But he says, don't forget, John Brennan, too, needs to be in jail.
I don't disagree with that. At least... Trump stripped him of his security clearance.
Yeah.
And I think after all of this brouhaha on the fallout so far of the Mueller report, that Brennan is kind of like no longer on CNN. We don't need you anymore.
That's correct. He was taken off, or he left, or whatever, but he's no longer there for whatever reason. You are right. And I think Clapper's gone, too.
Why do they need him? I mean, they were just kind of, you know, blowing some horns on the Mueller thing and treason and all this other kind of nonsense. And now, you know, the Mueller report threw a wet blanket on this whole thing. So now what are they going to complain about?
Oh, they'll find something. But here's the thing, okay? And it's kind of an anomaly, if you will. I'm trying to find my sheet. I had something that was sent to me by a listener, and they've got a new description for these networks. And I don't know if I can find it right away here real quick. I got it buried amongst a bunch of paperwork. But when I'm able to find this, I will tell you. But the deep state goes, you know, just goes so far in the long list of officials at the CIA, the Justice Department, who's conspired against Donald Trump. It's not just James Clapper. It's not just James Comey, John Brennan, Loretta Lynch, Rod Rosenstein, Sally Yates, Andrew McCabe, former FBI agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. These are people who all spun a fable of corruption and treason about an international intrigue story that's fit for any science fiction novel you want to write.
Well, it's kind of writing itself. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the beginning is, but it we're in a condition here that it has no end. And we keep forgetting that anytime we hear about the Department of Justice or the FBI, what do we think? And we all just kind of roll our eyes anymore.
That's right. That's right.
So we have really lost confidence, regardless of who's there. We've really kind of lost confidence in those two agencies. And that's a sad commentary. And that's part of the reason I wrote the piece, page number 217. Because at the time when all that was going on, who was the deputy attorney general? You want to take a guess at the Department of Justice?
Wasn't Rosenstein, was it? He wasn't there yet.
It was Christopher Wray, who was
the Yes.
Who's now the director of the FBI?
Yes. Okay, all right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, NATO is stepping up to the game, putting more money in the pot. Does that mean we're paying less of the bill? We'll find out in a minute. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. You can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that link, take advantage of the free Gun a Day giveaway, as well as signing up to become a member, because if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for doing so. And you'll also get that great award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine. Comes out every month. There's a whole bunch of savings and great information in there about everything gun and outdoor related, too. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the NATO organization, when they Donald Trump first got into the picture and he made a big deal about NATO wasn't paying their fair share and they needed to step up their contributions and this, that, and the other, and their contributions for all the nations was about $40 billion. Well, within a year, from 2016 to 17, that went up to $100 billion. And last year, 2017-2018, it stayed just a little bit above that, $100 and some odd billion, but not very much higher, $103, $105. And this year, it looks like they're going to put even more money into NATO, which is a good thing. Does that mean we put less in?
No.
Okay. So what are we gaining by more money in there?
Well, it's not about we, it's about the membership. And what, you know, NATO members can do, I mean, the burden isn't, I would describe as exclusively on the United States anymore to keep things rolling with NATO operations. Uh-huh. It is now in a better place. However, Germany still will not meet their obligation. I think they're supposed to meet their obligation by 2020.
Uh-huh.
They're still not going to do that purposely so. But Merkel, you know, she's she's in a situation here where she essentially is not going to have a job again.
Uh-huh.
And so whoever the next leader is of Germany will be fascinating to see if they continue to take Germany where Merkel has taken it, or that they will step up to their obligation at that point.
Well, Maria in Germany has told me on several different occasions, and she's listening to us right now, I might add, and she's told me on several different occasions that people in Germany have pretty much had it with Merkel.
Good.
With Merkel.
Mm-hmm. Good. So are we.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's talk for a second about the Boeing 737 MAX, because we know that they are definitely testing the computer system or whatever that replacement
software.
Yeah, software was. We know they're doing that right now. But on top of that, the FAA has launched another new review of Boeing 737 MAX to ensure the safety to the public. And it's apparently now it surfaces on the training, because there's some things that have come up about the training that maybe some of these pilots, who, by the way, did have control of the aircraft and had done everything by the book the way they were supposed to when the aircraft went wild for whatever reason and plunged into the ground, the Ethiopian airliner. But apparently the training is different overseas than what it is here. Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Well, look, Boeing recommends, I mean, it's kind of like buying a car with certain options. And what some of these countries were doing was buying these aircraft with, you know, not all the options, not mm-hmm. all the features.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were training to what it was that they had. We here in the United States wouldn't and don't do that. We buy the aircraft with all of the features and bells and whistles and options and then train to the fullest. So, you know, a lot of the burden is back on those airline carriers and whatever countries that buy Boeing aircraft. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like if you bought a car that had a sunroof, then you have a manual and you learn how to use the sunroof. But if you didn't buy it with a sunroof, then you don't train to it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also, Turkey is in the news again, because we apparently have given an opportunity for Turkey to opt out of their purchase of the Russian air defense system by making our Patriot missile batteries cheaper to Turkey than what Russia wants to charge for their, what is it, SD-400 system? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a defense system.
Mm-hmm.
And that defense system can virtually, well, I don't know all the features to it, so I really can't speak to it. But what's at risk here is what the defense system can and would do to our F-35s.
Yeah.
Including, you know, being able to extract, you know, sensitive technologies within the F-35.
Right.
Making an offer to Turkey to say, hey, don't buy this from Russia, buy, you know, is from us, is kind of too late. Because, you know, this is the way Russia operates. So, yeah. They weren't really going
to
go anywhere.
Well, we aren't going to sell them any parts, which there was an order on hand to go over there before they got the delivery of their planes. We still are holding, well, we're still training their pilots here, but we still are holding a couple of the F-35s that were ready to go.
Right. And any parts.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Correct.
At the moment, so that's where we're at with that. In just talking about one other facet of aircraft, the KC-46 the big tanker, the new Pegasus tanker, which some of which were supposed to come to MacDill Air Force Base to replace what's there now. This is the plane of the future. They are having a problem, and I've almost got it, and I'm going to throw this out there. They're finding what's called FOD, foreign object debris, in many of the closed compartments of the aircraft, which is not a good thing. Now, have you ever, you know what industrial espionage is, right?
Oh, I've written about it many times.
You don't suppose somebody is trying to sabotage this aircraft, do you?
Well, I suppose anything is possible. But as a caveat to that, we have a Russian surveillance jet, which is known as a, let me see here, the Tupolev 154.
Yeah.
Well, it's based at Travis Air Force Base in California,
mm-hmm.
and we're allowing it to fly all over the place
mm-hmm.
under this Open Skies Treaty.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is recently is this week.
Yep.
So if you don't think that we are opening ourselves and making ourselves vulnerable to industrial espionage with regard especially to military secrets,
mm-hmm.
I rest my case.
Yeah, that to me doesn't make any sense at all, but then what do I
know? I've been whining about the Open Skies Treaty for a long time, and isn't it interesting that how all these Democrats that want to punish Russia for what they did by infecting themselves and injecting themselves into our election process, that not one of them has asked for the Open Skies Treaty to be suspended with Russia.
And finally, the border situation. Louis Gohmert, you got to love him, former judge in Texas, now a congressman. He says that every gangster coming across the border means somebody's going to be raped, somebody's going to be robbed.
I don't know. I mean, how can you deny that?
I can't deny it. I think he made one of the most truthful statements of anybody.
Yeah. And, you know, we have to ask the Democrats, how many are they willing to let in? Is there a quota? Do we let in 5? Is that too many? Or do we let in 500? Is that too many?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are unceremoniously not stating the facts about the fact. They think that we're taking a bunch of people that are in the U.S. when they get in here and claim asylum and just turning them loose. That's not what we're doing.
Well, they can claim asylum all day long.
Yep.
It's what kind of asylum? If they're claiming economic asylum, their applications are being rejected.
Right. They're being taken right back to the border and sent right back where they came from.
Yep.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And what I was referring to there was Wayne Allen Root in hour number one when he talked about, well, we're just letting them loose and they're going to... No, we're not. Mm-mm. No, we are not. So, you know, sorry, Wayne. The facts don't bring that up, but it is what it is. Okay, coming back with our next military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump promised he would release his tax returns after he was audited, but House Democrats say they aren't waiting anymore. House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal has formally asked the IRS for 6 years of Mr. Trump's personal and business returns. Neal decided to take the step of writing to the IRS asking for the 6 years of returns. He cited the fact that the IRS had a policy of auditing the tax returns of all sitting presidents and vice presidents. But, he said, little is known about the effectiveness of this program. The president was asked about it at the White House.
I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen recently told Congress he doesn't believe the president is being audited. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy with two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And for more, here is more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, once in a while, folks, a job comes along that just kind of grabs you and you say, boy, I wonder if I can do that. Well, guess what? Guess what? You can do that. You can do that. And what I'm talking about is becoming an aviation maintenance tech by going to National Aviation Academy and taking the training. Now, it's a 14-month course, but at the end of 14 months, you will be in control of an unlimited earning potential for you and growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, it's not uncommon to start at a minimum of $50,000 or $60,000 and go to $70,000 or $80,000 or $90,000 or even $100,000 within the first year of your employment, depending on where you're at, who hired you, and if you get a chance to go overseas, if that's part of the employment, you're going to make a lot of money, especially as a government contractor working for a government contractor. Now, all that being said, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, naa.edu. Now, they have two locations that will serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other in Clearwater, Florida. And again, 14 months is what it takes to get your certification as an aviation maintenance tech. There's no shortcuts. They do it right there. And anybody else that tells you, well, in 3 months, does not work that way. You might be pushing a broom somewhere in an aircraft hangar, but you won't be doing what an aviation maintenance tech does, getting paid the kind of money they do. So please check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. I'm telling you right now, it's a chance of a lifetime. You can also give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open up the door to even more opportunities. Believe me when I tell you, they are a great company. It's a tremendous opportunity to get yourself uncorked and on the way to just an absolutely fantastic future. And I wholeheartedly endorse them because of the job that I've seen they've done, taking lots of young men and young women and putting them out there to help out fly the friendly skies, if you will. Well, let's get on with our military and veterans news segment here right now, because a lot of activity going on. Not to be outdone, the Army soldiers in Korea are finally getting an opportunity to protect themselves from the dangerous air quality that's there. You've seen the quality of air in North Korea, and that some of that's filtered its way over into South Korea. And the South Korean government puts out air quality warnings when hovering fine dust gets to dangerous levels, encouraging residents to wear masks for protection. But until recently, American soldiers serving there weren't allowed to use them. Airmen, however, were and have been since 2017. So now the Army says, okay, when we get that alert about dangerous air quality, you will be able to wear the air masks for protection. Also, the new U.S. Army training officials are saying that the new marksmanship qualification course is being put together and will likely require the service to make upgrades to all of their ranges for qualifying as marksmen. Now, the Navy has something called the Ghost Fleet. It's a 10-ship group of ships, remains shrouded in a lot of secrecy. But as the Navy makes plans public for the 10-ship Ghost Fleet, leaders are assessing how much decision-making power to give large unmanned vessels that can operate without any humans on board, patrolling the seas. More details will be coming later. By the way, the Navy is confident that maintenance, workload, transparency, better business practices will avoid future backlogs for all the struggles that the Navy has today, caring for its 106 surface combatants. The problem will only get worse. The fleet is set to increase by 60% between now and 2034, when the Navy will actually have 169 combatants in its inventory of ships of 355. That's their goal. We'll see how all that plays out. And you heard Denise and I talking about the Turkish pilots that are here training on the F-35A Joint Strike Fighter, flying it out of Luke Air Force Base in Arizona. Even though the Pentagon suspended deliveries of F-35 equipment to Turkey over the country's acquisition of a Russian missile defense system. We're still teaching your pilots how to fly the aircraft. We'll see how that works out. And, oh, by the way, talking about the RC-135 a little while ago and the EHC Joint Stars aircraft, legacy big-wing intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance planes like those two might actually be replaced by a network of sensors and satellites instead of a dedicated jet. Well, that's all fine to a certain degree, but what happens when the weather gets such, just like your television if you're on satellite TV, and your picture goes out? What happens to your intelligence on the battlefield? Think about that. We can't get rid of those aircraft. We have to keep some of them around. Maybe not as many as we got, but we have to keep some of them around. And the Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who, by the way, is outgoing. She's headed to the University of Texas at El Paso to take over as president there. The outgoing Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson told a House congressional panel that the service's number of squadrons needs to grow by another 25% to meet the ever-increasing demands around the world for our aircraft. Think about that for a second. By the way, Marines, ammo for the Marine Corps' 50 caliber is getting a whole lot lighter. One of the first polymer case ammunition rounds for wide production in the Marine Corps will be for its heavy-duty machine gun, the venerable M2 50 caliber carbine Browning machine gun. And that's a good deal if it means that ammo is going to get lighter, because, boy, whew, that was a backbreaker sometimes. But anyway, I will also tell you that we had a Marine Corps veteran who ran a scam out of South Carolina, out of the area over there, the Marine bases and Marines in that state. And it was called Marines and Mickey. He pled guilty to wire fraud, according to the United States Attorney for the District of South Carolina. And they're working out a deal now, trying to get money back to the people that gave them money, thinking it was a charity under a good basis, and it wasn't. It was just another ripoff. You got to be careful, folks, when you're giving money to charities. You really do. If you don't know them, and they call you out of the clear blue sky and say, "Hey, this is Johnny Jones, and I'm with the PYG charity, and we give $100 million a year to our kids for sneakers so they can play basketball." You know, hey, the alarm bells ought to be going off right now. So think about that. By the way, the National Guard out of Omaha, Cap Ashland, which never stood a chance when on St. Patrick's Day weekend, a violent shoot of water raged through a gash in a levee that for decades protected the Nebraska National Guard's main training site on the Platte River. Well, it's finally dried up enough to use. So they're back in the mix again. And by the way, coming back with Chris Markowski and a whole bunch of financial stuff here. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer-type guy, and we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. They have at least 285,000 happy and contented members, and they all know one thing. They know that if you get yourself into trouble, nobody's going to come running to you like the Calvary at USCCA. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So I want you to trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll have an opportunity to sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway. And also, should you become a member, you'll also get $474 worth of free stuff, along with the Concealed Carry magazine that every month will deliver you savings that you'll be able to take advantage of. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Maria in Germany chimed in a couple minutes ago here, and it has some bearing on the economy, if you will. Angela Merkel, who we've been hearing for some time, was on her way out. Well, this time it's for real. She is really down in the polls, way down in the polls. And depending on who the coalition is going to be, according to Maria in Germany, we could either have a pro-American or a left-leaning socialist government. They're not sure what's going to happen, but the possibilities are that things will get better rather than worse. What say you?
Well, I would think quite honestly that, you know, after all of the immigration issues that Germany has faced and what they've dealt with over there, that they might move a little bit, but they haven't. Been a series of kind of bad choices over there, one of which was completely dismantling all of your nuclear power plants and making the cost of energy go through the roof.
Yep.
Many people are also questioning over there where the wisdom of putting this pipeline together with Russia, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And actually, the guy that spearheaded that is former left-of-center German leader Gerhard Schroeder, if you remember him.
I do remember him.
And you know, there's a lot of questions going on. It's like Donald Trump is right in question. It's like, wait a second here. We're going to spend all this money, supposedly, to help defend you from Russia and areas in that direction, yet you're going to become reliant upon them. So, you know, there's questions out there in regards to what's going on. You had the head of NATO yesterday address Congress and actually praise Donald Trump for being hard on Europe and getting them to spend more money on their defense. But Germany said that they were going to spend more money on defense, and they pulled back. And now they're not going to do so.
Now, this is the time of the year. We're coming up on April the 15th, and a lot of people look for different ways to save on their taxes. And there was an article yesterday that I read that talked about health savings accounts can help your taxes. It's not too late to open one of those and get the tax deduction you'd get, and also it would help with your health. So tell us a little bit about health savings accounts.
Well, health savings accounts are a way, it's kind of like an IRA, where the money in the health savings account can be used to pay towards your deductible, medical expenses, qualified medical expenses. So basically you get money that you can spend on those items pre-tax. I use one myself. I've been using one for years, and I do recommend it.
Yeah, I remember you told me that you had one of those, and that's good. That's all good. Now, the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund, correct?
Yes.
Says that lingering U.S.-China trade war talks would hurt the factory and farm jobs in the United States. What say you?
I guess it might affect it a little. I think it's been affecting it somewhat. Since the whole trade thing got into gear, I don't pay really much attention to what the IMF is going to say. Hopefully we can get a deal done sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that would make sense. Now, we talked about this yesterday briefly, but it's back in the news again. The chip index is soaring to record heights, boosting Wall Street, and it's causing a strong reflux, if you will, with what's going on Wall Street. And I guess that's a good thing anytime Wall Street goes up.
Well, as long as it goes up for the right reasons. Chip makers doing a little bit better, numbers coming in okay, and that is without a doubt helping bolster Wall Street to some degree. We've had a pretty great year so far. The question is, you know, where we're going to end up at the end. Remember how great the economy was last year in 2018, and the market at the end of the year did a big swoon, and it wasn't that great of a year. So, again, you got to be careful. This is why you build and you invest in the future, not the short term.
Now, you and I have talked about this before in years gone by, and it's called the capital gains tax. And the Senate, senior senator on the, and he's a Democrat, on the Senate Finance Committee, Ron Wyden. I want to say he's from Washington, but I don't know for sure.
Oregon.
He wants the capital gains tax due every year annually.
No, it's way worse than that, Matt. I talked about this yesterday on my radio program. This idea that he put forward is on par. It's about as stupid as the new Green Deal. It's that bad.
Wow.
Basically, what he wants to do is he wants to tax unrealized capital gains. What that means is that if you bought a stock for, you know, let's say you bought a stock for, you know, $50,000 20 years ago, and you bought it and you held on to it, and that stock today is worth $100,000, and you didn't sell yet, you're still holding on to it. He wants to tax you every year from the price you bought it to what it's worth. Not you didn't sell it yet, you didn't realize the profit yet, but he still wants to tax you on it. It's nuts. It will destroy. Let me tell you something. That's a deal breaker for me with the United States. I'll be setting up and financing my own little island somewhere in the Mediterranean where people want to move and get the hell out of here, because that's a deal breaker. It's absolutely absurd. You, not only that, real estate. If your real estate goes up, I mean, it's crazy what this proposal really entails.
Now, I'm not sure if they have them anymore up there. They might have been bought out by another company. But do you remember a company called Agway?
Yeah, vaguely.
Okay, they used to be, there was the old GLF, which was a bunch of farmers that got together in upstate New York and created a company to buy things in bulk to save all the farmers in upstate New York money. And then it became Agway, which was all over the northeastern and central part of the United States. And it may have become part of Cargill now, for all I know. But anyway, my dad had original stocks of GLF, and when he passed away, that was divvied up amongst the family. And it's kind of like what you're talking about. I mean, we had no idea what this stock was worth. No idea. And when they told us that we had the original notes from the original founders that were there, it was worth like $200,000 or $300,000, just these three pieces of paper that we had, which were original issues in the holdings of the company by the farmers that started the GLF.
You know, but it's worse than that, Matt. You're going to have to pay every year is what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So every year you're going to have to pay tax
on that value.
Whatever it is,
uh-huh,
higher than it was the year before.
Mm.
So unrealized capital gains.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think about how nuts this is. You're going to have to, people are going to have to start selling stuff to pay the tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You've been watching television a lot, just like everybody else, and you keep seeing the refinances of mortgage. So refinance your home. Take care of the equity that's in there. Well, refinancing has now surged 39% as some of the loan rates have dropped.
Yeah, well, listen, you refinance your home, and you can, if it's right for you and you can save yourself money, have at it. There's nothing wrong with that. And a lot of the commercials that I've seen on TV has to do, as of late, with a lot of the reverse mortgages that they're pushing.
Well, I did that years ago when I was up in upstate New York. I wanted to build a big building for the trucks to be able to get a couple of my trucks in there and work on them, change the oil or change tires or whatever, because you're not going to do it out there when it's 25 below zero and it's snowing so hard you can't see your hand in front of your face. So I refinanced my house. I used the equity that was in there and built a nice big storage barn right there beside me and never looked back, paid everything off, and that was it. End of story.
Yeah, lots of good things you can do if you build up equity and things, especially if you're going to use that money. Important thing, Matt, you use that money for a business so you can create more money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to use money and you know, for frivolous items that you take out.
All righty. Well, here comes the music in my ear. I want to wish you a happy day and hope that you have a great radio show today. And I can't wait to hear part of it because I'll be on the road. Probably I'll hear the last hour of your show today.
You've got it. Have a good one.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. He is heard live from 9 a.m. to 12 noon across the country on his network of stations, and played delayed in some areas, but can't wait to hear what he has to talk about today. All right, I'll be right back. Ron Edwards is coming in with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.